Good morning. We are talking with Bev and Bree from Rivers and Bluffs Animal Shelter. And as we wind down summer, one of the events that you guys have been doing for a number of years is your pooch paddle. And it's going to take place this year on Sunday, August 30th at the Monona Family Aquatic Park in Monona, Iowa. So I'll let you guys kind of talk about this event, why you're doing it, some of the things that are involved. And I know there's a few key points that you really want to hammer home.
Yes. So the dog swim is probably our longest running fundraiser. It's probably one of the funnest because, of course, you get to see the dogs jumping in the pool and having a blast and just the way they all get along with each other without.
It's like kids in a pool.
Yeah. They just don't know each other. So it's fun watching them have a fun day at the pool in an enclosed area where it's safe. It starts at 10 a.m. That first hour is for small dogs. Then from 11 to 3, it's kind of a free-for-all. If you want to stay with your small dogs, you can. Just keeping in mind, large breed dogs will be there. We've had some pretty big dogs show up, so just keeping in mind what your little dog may be comfortable with. Coming in, it's $15 per dog. Additional dogs within the same family is $10. We do have a discounted fee for alumni dogs that have been adopted from us, which is also $10. The biggest thing for this event, since it is on a Sunday, we do need vaccination records, rabies and distemper leptoparvo combo vaccine. If you do not have those records with you, we cannot let you in. It's for the safety of everybody there, people and dogs. Since it's a Sunday, we cannot call your vet. So we can't let you in if you don't have your records. So please, please, please make sure to have your vaccination records from your vet. And once we get you in and settled, you get to have a fun time.
And again, there's nothing that you need to, you know, pre-register for, or let the animal shelter know. You just show up that day. There's a form that you can fill out. And then, like we said, make sure you have your vaccination records. And then you can pay that day. Let the dogs enjoy their afternoon.
Yes. And we'll have a food stand with brats, hot dogs, Donna's dog treats, maybe have water there. I don't know if we'll have any goodies. Sometimes they let us sell leftovers from the concession stand, but it's just what they have left. It's just a fun time.
Anything else you want to add there, Bev?
Make sure you have a buckle collar on your dog, not a choke collar. No flexi leads. Bring them in on a leash, but once they get inside the enclosed fence, leashes come off. Dogs just seem to get along better if they are not on leashes or something about leash reactivity. You have the same two dogs on a leash. They might not like each other at first, but you let them loose as soon as they get in the pool. I don't think we've ever had two dogs disagree at the pool.
Well, yeah, one dog is jealous because they're not on a leash and the others are off leashes, and so they're like, hey, why am I still on the leash?
Yeah. They just want to have fun.
I want to have fun with everybody else. Why are you keeping me on here?
And I would make sure too, if you can have some type of ID on your dog's collar, just in case something happens when you're getting it out of the car, or the entire pool and the area is enclosed, but
Want safety.
Yes. Yep.
And again, another thing too, like dogs in heat or with open wounds or hair and skin conditions, they're not allowed either. Again, it's just for the safety of all of the dogs, kind of one of those common sense things, yeah, but you have
like
to say
kids.
It out loud.
Yep. Don't want them in the pool if they have some kind of skin infection.
Yes.
And that trip, I don't know if Bree mentioned the additional dogs in the same family, they get in for $10.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So again, one of the things that you just want to remind everybody is make sure you have proof of vaccination, not just, hey, yeah, I took him to get vaccinated on this date. You need to have proof.
And we've had people come with like the vet filled out the form, but no like actual like paperwork from the vet. So that's why it's important to really have that printed like invoice with the dates on it, not just the vet filling out the pre-registration form.
Yes. So that is important. And again, if you have any questions, you can call Rivers and Bluffs Animal Shelter, 608-380-1559, correct?
Yep.
Anything else you ladies want to add?
I don't think so.
I think that's it.
All right. So this event taking place on Sunday, August 30th at the Monona Family Aquatic Park in Monona, Iowa. Again, a celebration of Rivers and Bluffs Animal Shelter, kind of celebrating the dog days of summer. I like that. And a fundraiser for you guys as well.
We also won't have a rain date this year. So if we rain out on Sunday, I'm sorry.
We'll try again next year. Out of luck. So again, Sunday, August 30th. And for more information, you can follow Rivers and Bluffs Animal Shelter on Facebook too. Any information about a rain date or any changes, I'm sure would be there.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you to Bev and Bree from Rivers and Bluffs Animal Shelter for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.